Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, let's start with some happy news today. You know, there's all kinds of things we could point out as nasty. We always like to uplift you or lead you with something that is uplifting as well. And there will be some great uplifting things. I got a great interview coming up in hour two. I'll preview a little later. But for now, great news on the raw milk front. How could it be, Don? How could we have great news? Because they're being attacked everywhere. Raw milk terrorists everywhere. Well, there's a great site called Activist Post, and they've listed seven recent victories for Raw Milk Freedom Advocates coming out yesterday. This is great. Heather Callahan put this out there. I thought, just in the nick of time, uplift you as we're heading closer to the weekend in the Ron Paul rally in Raleigh, North Carolina. Happy news, Don. You like that? A little happy news?
Absolutely. You know, we do focus quite a bit of time on a lot of things that are going on, and it's not good news. But it's important that we point these things out because we need to be educated so that we know how to protect ourselves and protect the, you know, the people that we care about and the people that we love, and also yep. how to get involved so that we can try and reverse these really bad trends that right. are going on and things moving in a negative direction. So as far as raw milk goes, there's a lot of persecution and a lot of things that are going on out there that are trying to shut down the raw milk movement. But on the flip side of the coin, a lot of people have been getting involved, and yes. we have been making some progress. And these guys here at Activist Post, they actually put together a really nice list that can give people hope that and show them that if they do get involved and they do get educated and they do spread the word, that people can have power and be empowered. Mm-hmm. to make a difference and start maybe trying to turn the tide back on these people that are trying to you know, persecute these people. They just want freedom to eat and drink what it is that they want.
Yes. Never doubt the power of one person drinking raw milk, right? Without permission. <Yes. laughs> It's the only thing that's ever changed.
You proved that, right?
Yep.
The raw milk freedom riders.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here's the first one. Increasing rallies to defend small milk farmers. There have been a handful of impressive rallies to defend raided small farms in the last year, including the most recent one supporting Vernon Hershberger. Around 300 people showed up at his Wisconsin court hearing, were jam-packed into the courtroom and basement during the proceedings. He refused to have a hearing without his own camera rolling and would not accept offers of settlement, i.e. reduced punishment for accepting guilt for four misdemeanors. See, this is how they usually try to get you. Okay, we're not going to give you the death sentence for raw milk, but if you'll plead to these four misdemeanors. And he did nothing wrong. And so the pressure from the crowd, his gentle constancy, and the recordings may have led the judge to rethink the call of prosecutors to punish him for violating the so-called bail terms, and his trial date has been pushed back to September. And in the meantime, everybody there and Hershberger signed this Declaration of Food Independence. I like that. I like the food independence. This is a good idea because there have been other things where we wanted to declare food interdependence, and it's sort of like this collectivist nonsense that we really need to recognize that it's individuals that are allowed to thrive, the farmers that are allowed to do their best work, that is going to be capable of feeding so many, not this whole idea of let's collectivist, let's share everything. No, no, no. Let's produce it, and let's find value in it and provide that value to those that produce it, etc. And now we see healing and food being restored to its proper place. So very exciting there. Here's another one. Remember we had Sheriff Richard Mack on, Don?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Sheriff Richard Mack, great guy. This is something that's going on. He's been training these other sheriffs out there. And I'm going to see him up, by the way, next week, the 31st of March, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at Nullify Now Philadelphia for the 10th Amendment Center. So I hope you come to that. I'll mention that. Of course, this Saturday, coming up the 24th, I'll be in Raleigh for the Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul, speaking there. But Sheriff receives award for protecting small farm clubs. Over 200 law enforcement personnel attended the first Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And that was in early February. Sheriff Brad Rogers received an award for meritorious valor. And he got overwhelming applause for standing up to the feds that were attacking farmer David Hostetler. And see, Rogers was in Indiana, and he stood his ground, kept his oath of office, knowing there would be a lot of backlash. And in fact, he was subpoenaed in December, this Hostetler guy, for distributing raw milk. Raw milk again. This is the whole thing. The Justice Department attorney was going in, and the sheriff said, you do not have appropriate documentation to back yourself up. Now you back yourself right out of my county. So that's another big victory, and more of those
and
are going to be rolling
cool
through,
it,
Don.
Robert, that sheriffs, and we're starting to see this more and more, that sheriffs are starting to stand up for their town. You know, I mean, the thing, a lot of people don't think about sheriffs.
Yeah.
You know, you think about police officers. You know, police officers are the ones that, you know, are enforcing the law. And the sheriff, sometimes you almost think of sheriff, you know, it's like a Western movie or something, right? You know, the OK Corral and the sheriff of the little town stuff. But, you know, the sheriffs, they actually do have a lot of power that, you know, to enforce in their jurisdiction. And we're starting to see more and more stories where sheriffs are starting to stand up to the feds.
Yeah. This is great.
And it's a great thing to see.
Yep. And we're going to see more of that as more people recognize the federal government is a paper tiger. Sure, they have bullets and guns and tanks, but most of them are overseas because we're more interested in policing the world than protecting our own borders. Again, that's another story here. We're talking about protecting raw milk or access to real milk. There was a big thing at Harvard, yes, the pretentious Harvard raw milk debate that happened there. This was another step in the right direction. Harvard's Food Law Society invited some of the biggest players in the politically incorrect food movement to speak openly. Oh, my gosh, open speech at Harvard. And this was in February. Sally Fallon Morrell of the Weston Price Foundation, who we've also interviewed here. She was up at the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. And author David Gumpert spoke first about raw milk's benefits, the deceptions, and the extreme government crackdown on farmers. And the stark opponents to raw milk, attorney Fred Pritzker and Dr. Heidi Kassenborg, the Borg, she's definitely part of the Borg Collective, they spoke after. And we have the link up here to the YouTube. You can actually watch it and make up your own mind, but it's clear to me that the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, in that case, Sally Fallon, Morrell, and others, were definitely slaying them up there in Harvard. And that leads me to another Harvard study. Yes, Harvard study. And it's not a moment of duh here, although we might say so, but this was pretty cool. They recently revealed that pasteurized milk causes cancer. That's
cancer.
Right.
Yes.
The safest milk on the planet, pasteurized milk, causes cancer. Oh, that's good. Well, this is an old report from Harvard Student Center making the connection that the addition of RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone, remember these are genetically engineered synthetic kind of hormones, to speed the production of milk from factory farm cows, as well as the practice of milking cows during pregnancy, it leads to hormone disruption, breast, prostate, and testicular cancer. Lovely. I don't even like saying that, Don.
Yes. Interesting, though. You know, I mean, not only did Harvard have the debate, but, you know, there was a Harvard study showing that, yeah, pasteurized milk causes cancer. In addition to the other study that I know that we had talked about before showing that it pasteurized milk had caused more foodborne illness.
Yes.
Than raw milk.
Yeah. And that's
and
sort
has,
of the.
It has stuff in it that we don't even want to mention. It's gross.
Well, and that's sort of the cherry picking of the data that the Centers for Disease Creation were caught in, and they were lying about it. This also came out. February was a big month. I tell you what, February 2012, nice month for some good stuff coming out. The CDC put out another scary warning espousing the dangers of potential foodborne illness from consuming unpasteurized milk. Conveniently, it comes out during the midst of a farmer court hearing and milk confiscations. And also conveniently, it completely skews raw milk data and downplays the dangers of pasteurized milk. And they also, oh my gosh, the CDC lied about this. Two deaths from raw milk that were actually tied to eating an illegal cheese. How interesting. We don't want the truth to come out. We're the CDC.
Yes. And, you know, an interesting statistic that they were talking about as far as raw milk goes, the chances of getting sick from eating food, getting food sickness, is 1,300 times higher from eating in a restaurant than drinking raw milk. Yet you don't see them going around trying to shut down restaurants. No, you cannot eat at restaurants anymore because people might get sick. No. 1,300 times more of a chance of getting sick from eating in a restaurant than drinking raw milk. How can you ignore that kind of a statistic?
We must ban all restaurants and pasteurize them immediately. Well, the rest of the world is drinking raw milk, right, as they always have. This was interesting. When we had Mike Adams on a week or so ago, I don't remember exactly when, that's when he broke the story on the raw milk dispensers, you know, like a Coca-Cola vending machine. I mean, you put your money in, you get raw milk right out of the vending machine in France. And I thought, wow, the Obama administration, let's go after something that is real dangerous, the raw milk terrorist in France. Enough with this Iran nonsense. Enough with Syria. Let's go where the real danger lies. These freedom advocates in France drinking raw milk right out of vending machines. Come on, we cannot have this happening.
That's crazy. And, you know, and they say here in the article that the rest of the world must be looking at America's war on milk with bafflement.
Yep.
because and you're right. And I've seen pictures and these cool vending machines. You can just walk right up there, stick some coins in the slot, and ka-chunk, here's some raw milk. And it's crazy to think, because you know, you would think that if there were vending machines for raw milk on the, you know, in these other countries, people must be just falling over dead in the streets from all of this raw milk that they're drinking. Lo and behold, it's not happening. Why?
Incredible. Absolutely.
Why?
Incredible.
We're talking about France. You know, we're talking about these countries off in Europe. They're not as technologically advanced and as big of a you know, superpower of the world as the United States, right? You would think these guys would be backwards, that they wouldn't even know how to handle this stuff without killing themselves,
right?
Because they're so behind the times. When in reality, people are not falling over and dying from raw milk in Europe. Why would that be? It's a, you know, it's not that like they have special cows over there,
right?
You know that they
do. Yes, the French cows, right? The French cows,
the
they disease, smoke cigarettes and they're skinny.
Disease free cows. Yeah,
it's
absolutely ridiculous.
And actually, the French cows, they do drink a lot of wine, right? You know, or organic pasture fed wine, the grapes that they stomp on themselves. Hey, it's silly. It is silly, and it's just sort of like, on a more serious note, those that lived under the East German and former Soviet Union Eastern Bloc, all warning us here in America that you're going down the road we've already been, similar to the prohibitions of food that could sustain us. You starve us, then of course you can control us, and that's the plan. That's part of the big plan, nefarious plot. Otherwise, there's another good story here. Woman cures her Lyme with raw milk, Lyme disease. She uncovered an old medical protocol using raw milk, a 90-day raw milk fast to rid her body of Lyme disease. She uncovered an old Mayo Foundation document from the early 1900s and applied this raw milk fast for serious diseases. At the time, they did it for tuberculosis even. So here we have this most nutritious food that can be used medicinally even, as well as nutritionally, to overcome serious disease. How long will it be that raw milk is declared an unapproved new drug by the FDA? Therefore, now we'll really have to ban it. We were just kidding before, but now it's for real. The war on milk has to continue because it's really a drug.
Yeah, don't say anything positive about it, that it can treat or cure anything, because if you do, then the FDA team is going to be knocking on your door.
Yeah, and cool honorable mentions that aren't as recent, because these were all recent, but they did mention the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, which was a great caravan, where the president of the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund, and of course we had Liz Reitzig as well plugged into that. It was awesome. And in June, a female, last June, endurance cycling team powered by raw milk broke speed records in their bracket previously held by men. Good Lord. The raw milk cats.
Those
were
guys really know how to move.
Yes, very good. The raw milk cats were in their 50s and sped completely across the country in 6 days. 6 days! Bodybuilders are also loving the use of raw milk for better protein assimilation. Ron Paul introduced the unpasteurized milk bill to decriminalize raw milk and allow interstate transfer. And there's a link to his declaration there. Big picture victory also, the forbidden nature of raw milk. This is great. The WestonAPrice.org Foundation, you can get there and check it all out. So listen, it's not all bad news. And as you get more of this nutrition into you and you stand up and say, no, I will not allow you to stop me or separate me from my food or my children or my baby from the food that they need. How long will it be where you will force through this process of nullification? And that's what it is. The federal government will back down, or else they will have to have tanks. They will take tanks to the mammary glands of women to force pasteurization of baby milk, human milk. That's coming next, unless you stand up like these many courageous people that we've just mentioned here in the opening segment today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Very well said. So, yes, there is good news out there, and we always like to report good news when it's there.
Yeah, lots of cool stuff coming up later on in the show, next hour, in fact. We've got a dear friend that has become quite a dear friend since I met him at the Health Freedom Expo. This guy knows his stuff on healing. We're going to talk about Shentrition and a lot more energy healing that you'll want to tap into. Really exciting stuff coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've also got more news about bias in the sciences. This will be today's Moment of Duh coming up. Stand by, lots more healing to go. Say hello to our sponsors. They're about to come up and say hello to you. And of course, call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you
You're listening to The Wrong Show. This is The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Mike Adams in Natural News broke the story yesterday about another sellout of the natural nutritional industry, and that is new chapter selling out to Procter & Gamble. I'll have more news on that, my perspectives on it coming up. But first, could your urinary tract infection be caused by a...
He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss, and he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there is no one else to turn to.
Super Chicken.
Super Chicken.
Call on Super Chicken? What is going on here? UTIs are now being blamed on chickens. According to new research conducted by, guess what? The Centers for Disease Creation and Prevention. Okay, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'll be politically correct for a moment. Researchers have long believed that urinary tract infections, UTIs, were caused by E. coli, bacteria in a person's own gastrointestinal tract. Pray tell how that bacteria were getting from the GI tract into the urinary tract. That's an interesting question. They don't want you asking. But after analyzing genomes of the bacteria in women with UTIs, the study's authors found that the strains of E. coli in the women, guess what? They matched strains of E. coli found in retail chicken meat. We're not taught. If it was in free grazing, organic eating chicken meat, you think they would have mentioned it? Oh, heck yeah. That would have been the title. Organic chickens cause UTIs. But that is not the headline. So you can bet we're talking factory farm chicken eating genetically modified organisms, being fed antibiotics to fatten them up or just to keep them alive under the horrendous conditions that factory farming basically visits upon these poor little creatures, the chickens. According to the researchers, the bacteria did not come from any contamination during the preparation process, but from the chicken itself. So this E. coli is making its way from the chicken into your bladder, ladies. What's going on here? The CDC also analyzed strains of E. coli from other types of meat, including beef and pork. But those retail meats were significantly less likely to have the same strand of E. coli
found in those with UTIs. This is an interesting story, I have to say. Interesting story they're covering here. I've got it linked up, as all of the show notes will link up to the stories if, in case you want to follow along or read it afterwards. This one's coming out of, Fox News is actually publishing this one. And yet, a major concern listed in the research involved around the recent emergence of antibiotic-resistant E. coli in the last decade, which indeed they found in some of the samples that they tested, probably an increasing amount of them. So now they've got to deal with not only the UTIs that had always been, but now the fact that they got to scratch their head and go, what the heck is happening that chickens, factory farm chickens, are contributing to this issue? And here's where the CDC gets kind of scary and X-File-ish, because he said the management of UTIs, which was previously straightforward, has become more complicated. Oh, really? Why has it become more complicated? Well, this is what they say. The risks for treatment failure are higher, and the cost of UTI treatment is increasing. Treatment failure largely due to the antibiotic resistant strains that are now developing. If they haven't already developed in the chicken, which in some cases they have, they're developing in the women who go back for antibiotic after antibiotic after antibiotic. Now, we've covered some basic hygiene regarding women and UTIs. One of the things is after sexual intercourse, you definitely want to urinate, clean the area. I've often said if you have a bottle of silver hydrosol or colloidal silver, you could utilize it locally there as well to address any microbes present at the entrance to the urethra, which would lead into the entire urinary tract potentially, but certainly the bladder, where a lot of the urinary tract infections occur. Now, there are other things that I would utilize. Now, some people would say, well, why can't I just take colloidal silver or silver hydrosol to address my UTI? And I won't say that you can't. In fact, if you have the good quality silver that I typically utilize and recommend, it will help. I've had many women call me and say, hey, I tried the silver hydrosol. I took it like you told me, and the UTI went away. But it doesn't make exact sense if you only think of it in terms of silver interacting with the bacteria directly. Why do I say that? Because what I know about the pathways of elimination of silver, how it's metabolized in the body, where it ends up, is that the primary bulk amount of whatever silver is ingested is going to be bound down through the glutathione production. It's a selenium-dependent pathway, metallothionines that bind it down in the liver and then excrete it via primarily the colon, not the kidneys. The kidneys, from what I understand, will do their level best to filter out silver salts, which are pretty harsh and not easy to deal with, so I don't recommend taking the colloidal silvers that are also containing salt species. But they'll try, but they won't be successful so much. And so in this way, you'll find the bulk of the silver that you take, even appropriately orally, may not get into the urinary tract. So the question is, Robert, why do these women call you, and say, hey, it worked? Well, because there are other immune modulating properties of silver, and that includes enhancing the targeting potential of the white blood cell, the engagement and re-engagement potential, as well as the oxygen-carrying capacity of silver itself, which can oxygenate the B lymphocytes in the white cells that will then go after the supposed E. coli bad guys. So there's not a downside to taking it. However, there are other things that can be done. Many women are aware, men too, of the use of organic cranberry extracts, not sweetened with sugar because that feeds the bacteria. Some have used D-mannose, and there are an inordinate number, a lot of different homeopathic medicines that will address urinary tract infections, including Hydrastis canadensis, which is also known as the golden seal. You know about Echinacea golden seal? Of course, people know about that, but it also works in homeopathic form. Some of the other remedies that I utilize in homeopathic form, I've told you about my single remedy approach that my mentor shared with me. Always start with the liver. Remember this. This is the thing that with people with UTIs, they never get this information from medical doctors. In fact, honestly, most natural doctors won't tell them this. I'm not pointing anybody out, so don't feel like I'm singling anybody out. But the idea here is to recognize that the kidneys lie passively downstream from the liver. So if the liver is congested and not doing its job sufficiently and efficiently, the debris or the things that end up getting down to the kidneys are not ideally suited for the kidneys to process into an excretable form that will be released via the urinary tract, the urine in the bladder. Okay, so follow me here. So we always want to start with liver remedies. My favorite homeopathic Polycrest liver remedy is Bryonia alba with a B, the wild hops, Bryonia alba. You may also consider the remedy called Nux Vomica. I don't care which one you use. I mean, you may read about it and find out one's better than the other for you. But one of the greatest remedies for any of the urinary tract symptoms, and of course, homeopathy is guided by symptoms. Doesn't mean it treats symptoms. It treats the imbalance, the whole person. But cantharis, the Spanish fly, C-A-N-T-H-A-R-I-S. I'll have these listed in the show notes in today's show, so you'll also be able to research this further. And if you don't care about the single remedies, that's okay. You can go call King Bio, 800-543-3245. Say, hey, where's the urinary tract formula? And they'll hook you up, no problem. Now, cantharis is excellent, but if you also want to consider another form of a homeopathic medicine, Mercurius cyanatus is also excellent here, Mercurius, and I have it listed in the show notes. Those are a couple of things. There are, you know, we can get even more specific, and I'll throw one more out there. And if the urine is thick, dark, contains mucus, it's difficult to urinate, there's a remedy called Pereira Brava, Pereira Brava, P-A-R-E-I-R-A-B-R-A-V-A. And I'll have that again. List these in the show notes so you have them, these options. Most people don't know about them. They only think about the herbs that are helpful, and I'm not downplaying that. San Helios has bladder caps. It's an interesting company, nice company, I believe, out of Europe. So there are a lot of options for you to consider, and I wanted to throw out a few of them as they now blame chickens, factory farm chickens, as a primary carrier and deliverer of this E. coli that they're finding in many of these UTIs. So that's it for now. I'm going to come back, take a break. We're going to, after saying thanks to our sponsors, we're going to come back. I'm going to tell you my perspective on New Chapter selling out to P&G.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Mega Food and Innate Response Formula. Hold on for dear life. They're coming for your remedies. And this is a good thing, although I hope you can keep up with production capacity, because guess what? The Health Ranger came out and revealed something big time yesterday. New chapter. New chapter. That food-grown whole food vitamin company, supplement company, sells out to Procter & Gamble, part of the global corporate elite. And, you know, this is why we love the Health Ranger. This is why we love Mike Adams, because he stays true to the facts. He keeps the integrity going here and does not sell out. That is why the Robert Scott Bell Show is here on Natural News Radio 5 days a week, because of the alignment we have with the principles that Mike Adams espouses every day as editor of Natural News. And Mike, salute you again. Not that I'm surprised at all by this, but you indeed are carrying the torch for those of us who are literally trying to get the word out about the integrity of those who have it and those who don't. Now, I'll tell you about New Chapter. New Chapter, definitely a high-quality company, definitely innovative over the years. I've had dealings with them. My dealings have been friendly with them. I mean, I know many of the brokers and reps, and I'm more upset for those that are out there that have supported them over the years for their owners, including Paul Schulich, selling them out for a few shekels, maybe a lot of shekels. And this hurts me for the sake of those people that I call friends that are out there, that are trainers, that are educators, that now may be harmed economically by the fact that many people will stop buying New Chapter products, and understandably so, because Procter & Gamble, one of the evil corporations on planet Earth, and I know some people are going to say, Robert, you're just being a progressive lefty. Well, you know from listening to me that that is the furthest thing from the truth. But when a corporation does evil, they need to be called out upon it, and they have poisoned a lot of the planet pharmaceutically and from their cleaning agents, petrochemicals, etc. And that is how I define, or one of the ways I define, evil. So I have no problem acknowledging and recognizing the good works that they have done, the innovation that they have done. But now that they have done this and are sold side by side with the same company that produces Tide, Pringles, if you can call them potato chips, dishwashing soap, and Bounce dryer sheets, now you're in trouble. So if you have any economic interplay with New Chapter, you might want to cut and run, cut your losses, and find companies that are doing the same or better. Now, I will say, for the many years I've experienced the products out there, yes, New Chapter has been a good quality company. I can't vouch for them once P&G takes over. But suffice it to say, my endorsements have gone personally to the company that makes Mega Food and Innate Response Formula. Clinically speaking, I've seen better success over the years, and I've been overt in telling you this over the years, and that is why one of our partners here on the Robert Scott Bell Show happens to be ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Guess what they've carried for years? The 100% food-grown whole food supplementation from Innate Response Formulas. That includes the GTF chromium, the selenium, and so many other things that I utilize in my life and my health to help my family and those who come to seek me out for assistance. So I would say get it while you can, because I think they're going to be challenged like no time in their history to produce enough to meet the demand that will flow their way because of the high quality that they have exhibited over the years and continue to. And there's no evidence yet that I have seen that they're about to sell out. There are new owners, but they're smaller, and they're not these world conglomerates. So if that changes, of course, we'll cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show as well. Now, what I noticed about New Chapter over the years, they were slick, they were marketed well, they went kind of high-end on many things, and yet we saw a company like Megafood who marketed, quite honestly, horribly. And I've told them that. I said, your marketing is horrible. Nobody, very few people know about you relative to the so-called colossal food-grown giant of New Chapter. Now they have an opportunity to, of course, grow in the marketplace. I pray that they do not sell out in the same way that New Chapter just did. But I like the innovation happening in the industry, those that are truly trying to do food-grown nutrients, because, my goodness, we are designed to get our nutrients from food. That's the way it's always been, and you can't fool so-called Mother Nature by synthesizing nutrients, throwing them up in high megapotency, and then throwing a little spirulina underneath it and expecting that that's now a food-grown supplement. It is not. And Megafood doesn't do it that way. They grow all of their nutrients, and that's why I've had tremendous success. Like when I talk about the GTF chromium, the 100 micrograms three times a day, more often than not, reversing type 2 diabetes, certainly eliminating the issue of hypoglycemia. When I have said to people, we need to consider higher dose administrations of selenium to address cancer. For instance, just the other day, I was in Dr. Cintron's office. Remember the dentist? I'm going to get her back on hopefully next week. We're going to talk more about the root canal cancer connection. But I met one of the patients there after he was finished. She introduced me, and very nice man. Had just gone through a procedure to remove the mercury from his teeth. And they had found, some other doctors had found a tumor lesion on the right side, the lymphatic tissue area of his neck, and they want to not only surgically alter him, but they want to basically chemotherapy him and radiate him. And he had just lost his insurance like the day before they made the diagnosis. And I said, God must have been smiling upon you, because that is why you're alive today. And he acknowledged that. Because I've said this so many times, the most dangerous thing you can have in modern America is good health insurance. Have you heard me say that? Call me up now if you're outraged by what I just said. The most dangerous thing you can have in America is good health insurance. 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355. Tell me I'm off my rocker. No, I'm not. Absolutely the truth. Because had this man had good health insurance, they would have covered his chemotherapy, his radiation, surgery. He would have been dead. I would have never met him. And he's on a course of supplementation, detoxification, etc. And we'll look to help him to modify some of those things to make sure he's on the food-grown nutrients and to use the selenium that I mentioned from Megafood or Innate Response Formula that I get from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, because he can ramp it up to high administrations without selenotoxicity, no selenium toxicity. Also mentioned the food-grown form of silica that I get there. Why? To prevent metastasis, to strengthen and shore up the connective tissue. Anyway, that's my commentary. I'm sticking to it, unless you call me and say, hey, don't stick to it. I want to hear from you, 866-939-BELL. More on the bias in science that has led people astray and down the road to antipsychotic drugs that do not even work. After this, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. 424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health? Guaranteed. Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, PhD, founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Super Don, we hear about bias in the media. Of course, we admit our bias for natural healing, holistic medicine, all that kind of stuff. But there's a pretense in a lot of the media and in science that they're somehow above this kind of favoring of one or the other. I don't know if you remember back in grade school or high school, did you ever suspect some of the teachers gave certain people better grades than others, not because they were smarter, but because they liked them maybe?
I was too busy being the class clown. I don't think I remember any. I don't think I paid attention to that sort of thing.
Well, you know that you were downgraded on your curve because they did that to class clowns sometimes.
Yes. Well, I mean, somebody, it's a tough job, but somebody has to do it.
Well, if you made them laugh appropriately, like I did with the substitute teachers, even though you're a cut-up, they tend to grudgingly like you. You know, you can tell that you've got them, right? You've got them.
Right.
But the drug company seems, the drug companies, or should I say the regulatory agencies, all of that, the NIH and stuff we covered yesterday with John Rappaport, I mean, there is no way to tell what is legitimate science anymore. That's the thing that we've come to, the conclusion certainly we've come to here. And the stories coming out are certainly confirming that. In fact, there's a story that it's so obvious. It's a study that's so obvious. I guess you know what it's time for, don't you, Don?
I believe this would be today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh is brought to you by doctors who may be exaggerating a drug's effectiveness. Researchers who might have bias saying a drug really works awesome, and then we find out later it doesn't. That's right, researchers running drug trials. They're required to submit detailed results to the U.S. FDA, but when it comes to reporting trial results in medical journals, hey, Don, it's an entirely different ball game.
Wow. No, I've never heard that before. Have you heard anybody talk about this before, ever?
Well, it's like they're bringing footballs to a baseball field, I guess. It's an entirely different ball game. Yes, we know your drug is supposed to do X and Y, but the fact that it does Z, well, Z follows X and Y, so somehow it's got to work great. And so we'll go ahead and give you our stamp of approval here at the NIH so you can take it back to FDA, and FDA will go, sure, rubber stamp that, new drug for everybody. And then they'll find out years later it never worked to begin with.
Or all of a sudden, somehow, the study that showed that it had either no effect whatsoever or did more harm than good just happened to fall out of the folder on the way to the FDA for approval.
Oops.
Yes.
Well, interesting here that they use a certain kind of language when describing what we've covered for many years here. Quote from this guy, Turner, who's assistant professor of psychiatry and pharmacology at Oregon Health and Science University in Portland, not too far from you there. Doctors are trained to regard medical journals as, get this, he says, the gospel truth. Isn't that religious phraseology? We didn't say it. They said it. But what we're learning here is it's not necessarily the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding. What have we got for him, Johnny? You know, I mean, come on, really? We have known this for years. And it's you know, how many times have we talked about how doctors don't read the inserts, you know, on medications when they get them? And obviously doctors must not read magazines or newspapers or watch TV either. Because time after time after time, there are stories that are coming out in the mainstream news. We're not talking about, you know, just weird, obscure blog somewhere. We're talking mainstream news stories, exposés on NBC Nightly News and Dateline NBC, where these drugs are being pulled from the market. I mean, how about Vioxx, for example? That was a huge story. That was all over the place. Now, how can these guys not get it that these reviews that are in these medical journals are not biased and skewed in favor of approving the drug so that the drug company can sell the drug and make a profit? I mean, this is not brain science.
This is the kind of bias, though, that results in death, right? It's not like like grade inflation in school where you don't know who the smart kids are or the stupid kids or the kids who only know how to take tests. They may not be smart, but they know they're test smart, you know, people like that versus street smart. This is resulting in deaths. And that's why this is such a serious issue. And, it, you know, it's a moment of doubt to us and a lot of people that follow the Robert Scott Bell Show or read Natural News or have known about John Rappaport for many years. But the bias that can exaggerate drugs' effectiveness, as you said too, and it's acknowledged here, it's affecting the very doctors that people rely upon for some kind of good information, some kind of direction. I mean, my goodness, they are the ones with the degrees that are, you know, degrees, as I've said so many times here. And so what are we to make of this as they're now admitting more and more of the bias, even as John referenced yesterday, Dr. Marcia Angel, she was the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. And I interviewed her many years ago right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And she said the same as John had said. She said, basically, I can't trust anything coming out of the NIH. There's nothing. You don't know what's legitimate, what's not. How does that make you feel?
Well, Robert, you know, let's talk about a perfect segue. There's another story that we were talking about earlier where they found that there are 8 different drugs that were used to treat schizophrenia that they're just now finding out, you know what? They don't really work, you know? And the reason why is because some of the data regarding the drugs, and this data, they call it second generation the drugs known as second generation antipsychotic drugs.
Yeah.
The data had not been published. Now, even though the trials were submitted to the FDA before the drugs were approved, the data showing that the drugs don't really work hadn't been published. And what are we talking about here? We're talking about medical journals.
Yeah,
this only stuff that gets published in the medical journals is the stuff that favors the drug.
That confirms.
But for whatever reason, we're sorry, guys. The data that was showing that this stuff really doesn't do anything and it doesn't work, we forgot to publish that. That got, you know, stuck, you know, that fell under the filing cabinet.
Hey, Super Don.
I mean, this happens all the time.
This is maddening. I think I need an antipsychotic drug. Oh, wait. They don't work. Oh, no.
It doesn't work. And the thing that kills me is that these drugs, they get approved.
Yeah.
They find that they don't do what they're supposed to do, but guess what they still do? Side effects. You still get the side effects. You've got a drug where they would say the benefits outweigh the risks, and then all of a sudden you find out, oh, no benefits, all risk.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, the drug's been on the market for how many years? The big pharmaceutical company has made billions of dollars. And now what happens? Now they go, oh, sorry, we didn't mean to do that. And the FDA says, oh, bad, 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 bad. Here's a $250,000 fine. And they go into their budget and they write the check for the money they've already set aside for the fine they knew they were going to get.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, it's how it's played. And Super Don, we know we need to give your microphone an antipsychotic drug. I just want to remind everybody.
It needs something.
Super Don's out there. He's not in his normal studio as we're interacting because he's helping his dad through rehab. But, you know, a good son that he is. And that's why we love him.
Just doing for him what I know he would do for me.
Exactly. No, that's like you got to give back. So many of us in the Western culture, and I don't mean hopefully not anybody in this audience, kind of discard their parents in the time of need or their elders. And, of course, we kind of done that over generations now because it's been decades of more and more government encroachment on the family to say, hey, we need a social safety net because we don't want families to take care of families. We can't have that because that nobody's going to be dependent on us, government officials and bureaucrats, much less the FDA in the way we become dependent. This has all been bred into us. I mean, earlier time in our history, we would never, ever trust a bureaucrat to tell us what to put in our mouths. Never. And then over time, we kind of go, oh, yeah, they must know something we don't know. Truthfully, they either don't know or they don't care. And this bias issue is coming out now at a time where hopefully people will begin to see that if they take any new drug, the first five, some would say the first 10 years, you have no earthly idea what it really is because that which they relied upon for its approval is completely either biased or bogus or both. And interestingly enough, another clinician here, study researcher Eric Turner, what is it with Portland? This is another Portland, Oregon, Oregon Health and Science University in Portland. They shouldn't just see the good news, he says. Well, yeah, that's your moment of duh. Of course they should never have seen it. But when you can cherry pick your own studies and say, well, that one doesn't show what we wanted it to show, we're not going to bother publishing it. And at that point, we know the FDA will approve it. And of course, after all of that, Don, even with the fines, it looks like they'll still allow these drugs to be sold on the market because they'll say, well, maybe one out of 100,000 might be helped. And if one out of a million...
Yeah, no, you're right.
If one out of a million were harmed
on the market, yeah,
by a natural substance, it would be off the market. So one out of 100,000, if that are helped, then they'll say, it's good enough for us. A fraction of a percentage point might benefit. Who cares about all the other casualties of the drug war, which is the war on the American people by the FDA in concert with the pharmaceutical industrial complex?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You know, we've seen the stories. You know, we were talking about this earlier about how there seems to be a story about pink slime coming up mm-hmm. almost every day.
Yeah,
and the reason why that happened was because somebody got outraged and they put the story out there. And the more that people found out about it, the more that people got disgusted and outraged of the fact that this stuff was being put in the meat. And the same thing potentially, it could happen, and you know, I believe it needs to happen when stories like this come out, that people need to tell people. We need to get this stuff out there, get it into the social media and spread the word around on this so that more people can see that these drugs are being approved and these clinical trials and these tests that they just happen to forget and not put out there in order to try and get this drug approved, that they have friends and family and loved ones, brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers that are taking these drugs, and they're getting bamboozled. And not only that, there are people that are being damaged by these drugs, Robert, mm-hmm. that are taking these drugs and are suffering side effects. And I, you know, statistically speaking, there are people that die from these drugs.
Yeah.
And you know what? If I had a friend or a loved one that was prescribed one of these drugs, and I found out that in reality that there were studies of this drug that were not published that showed that this drug did no better than a placebo, and my friend or my loved one ended up having side effects that caused irreparable damage or death, my butt would be calling Judge Judy. I mean, you can't get away with that kind of stuff. But they do get away with it because people don't know about it. I mean, how many people, the general public, unless they're tuned into health, are going to stop and take a look at the health section of Fox News? They're not. They're not going to get past Mitt Romney and Kim Kardashian. No, that's as far as they get on Fox News.
They actually, those are lookalikes, aren't they?
Well, that's scary to think about. We got to get this, you know, we got to get that stuff out there. And that's what we do here.
Yes.
And all we can do is just encourage the people that listen to this show, get the word out. When these stories are out there, you know, share this stuff with your friends and your family.
Yep.
Put it on your Facebook, tweet it, get it out there because we got to get people educated on this stuff.
Absolutely. And so we don't suffer side effects. We suffer succotash, right? Suffering succotash.
Suffering succotash.
Listen, we got a great, great hour coming up next hour. A new friend, family member, I would call it, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, someone who I met at the Health Freedom Expo. And we didn't get it. It was so busy there. I couldn't get back to him. Steven Rogers is going to be joining us from Shen Nutrition or Shen Trition. And he's out there in Montana. So wish us luck on getting linked up there. Not a lot of internet out in the wilds of Montana, but we're going to try to hook up through Skype and get him on board here. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be talking about taking nutrition out to well beyond nutrition. Understand the energetics of healing as well. Imagination, creativity, all the stuff I love to get into. Not everybody can get into it, but we are going to do that next hour. So I appreciate all the assist here, the energy that I needed to get through the middle of the week, starting here Thursday. We're almost to the weekend. And remember, guess what? Raleigh Rally for Ron Paul. I'm going to be up there in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is going to be great Saturday, the 24th of March. I hope to see you all there. Those of you going to be in the area, let us know. Tickets are still available, but selling fast. Super Ron, let's take a quick break. I'm going to be right back after this with another hour of healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we acknowledge that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WebSeed.com.
The latest news flash. There's good news from Australia and One Stop Health Shop. Now you can get the papaya products your body needs to fight aging and combat damage to the central nervous system. Products that aid plasma glucose level decrease, assist in weight loss, support wound healing, and combat many diseases. Papaya leaf extract actually reduces oxidative stress and boosts your immune system. The probiotic formula is documented to be antibacterial, antifungal, and antiviral. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants and is up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. Log on now to one-stop-health-shop.com to see and read the good news about these 100% organic products. The good news is papaya leaf extract is now available from one-stop-health-shop.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott,
Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class.
The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a very special guest joining us for the first time, Stephen Rogers, who I met at the Health Freedom Expo. This guy's story is so incredible. What he came from to do what he's doing now to bring healing to all those who are ready to just access it. Very exciting to me. Very aligned with the mission of the United States and World of Health Talk Radio here. That's going to be coming up shortly. A little bit of other good news. The bad PR to pink slime, it's actually had quite an impact on the marketplace. We didn't have to have an act of Congress. No, we didn't. You know how it is when anything goes wrong, the statist, and they could be from the left or the right, they all find their reasons. Rick Santorum wants to regulate what goes on in your bedroom. And, of course, Henry Waxman and Dick Durbin want to regulate what goes on in your medicine cabinet. They don't want any nutrients in there, okay? But yet, here we have this story of the pink slime that made it big, big time. Natural News broke it big, and others in the natural health community broke this story big because suddenly, you know, the complaints were being lodged against the so-called fast food purveyors. And they decide, whoa, publicity's getting a little bad here. Let's not put pink slime in our burgers. So who comes to the rescue but the USDA and says, hey, we'll buy that 6 million pounds of pink sludge and we'll give it to our public school students. Yes, those that still go to government indoctrination centers so we can neutrify them or denutrify them. And now the outrage is growing heavily on those who are making these decisions, and that includes Congress. But at the same time, now you have a supermarket, one of the biggest, second largest supermarket chain in the country, Safeway, saying, well, no, we're no longer going to use this lean, finely textured beef, or what is commonly derided as pink slime. It is pink slime. Don't call it beef. And Brian Dowling, Vice President of Public Affairs at Safeway, told News Corp the grocery chain would sell through its existing stock, right? So if you're going to Safeway, you're likely going to get the dregs of pink slime if you go to Safeway. And I remember Safeway when I was in Denver, Colorado. They had a lot of Safeways there. And I remember them advertising for organic food many years ago. So it was because the culture in Colorado seemed to be more open to organic food, and they were competing against Whole Foods and Wild Oats, and there was a place called Alfalfa's way back when. So they were actually bringing in organics a long time ago. But at the same time, if you're not getting what you know to be getting, you could be getting pink slime in your food. But now all you got to do is send your child to public school to make sure they get their daily dose of pink slime, that cheap meat filler. Well, no cheap meat filler coming up next because we got our first-time guest, Stephen Rogers. Tried to get him at the Health Freedom Expo, ran out of time. I got him now from the wilds of Montana, and I know it's going to be difficult with the connection up there. The Internet's not all that advanced up there. Great advanced stuff in natural healing, though. And you're going to hear all about Shen Nutrition and more coming up next on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we bring Stephen Rogers from Shen Nutrition to the program after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight. Organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Innerfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Innerfood.com. That's Innerfood.com.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Are you looking for a whole food that will have a positive impact on your health, guaranteed? Do you suffer from an autoimmune disease like diabetes, Crohn's, arthritis, heart disease, allergies, and more? ImmuneTree Colostrum is the only true third-party certified, tested organic colostrum. Hello, I'm Dr. Anthony Kleinsmith, Ph.D., founder of the world's most bioactive colostrum, which is free of pesticides and hormones. Colostrum is Mother Nature's perfectly formed, natural nanotechnology for balancing the body and helping with rejuvenation, regeneration, immune enhancement, and regulation. It contains all of the anti-aging factors, immune factors, essential factors, and metabolic factors. This first food gives you what you need for youth, health, and vitality. Call us today at 888-617-8733 or visit us online at www.immunetree.com. That's 888-617-8733 or www.immunetree.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I have great memories about the Health Freedom Expo we had a few weeks back in Long Beach, California. And all the time when I'm out on the road and I go to these natural product shows, whether they be industry only or whether they be open to the public, I've always got my radar on for something unusual or unique, especially with integrity. And that's, you know, the fundamental bottom line. We got to start there because there's so many people in the natural products industry that are opportunists that have tried to, you know, buy and sell, and they're not concerned about real healing like I am here, like we are here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, there was just a story released yesterday. Mike Adams talked about this, a pretty decent quality company called New Chapter, and how they just sold out to Procter and Gamble. And, you know, these are the kind of things that we don't do here. And so when I find people of that high level of integrity and caliber that really understand nutrition and are in it for all the right reasons, I gravitate toward them. They tend to gravitate toward me. And at the Health Freedom Expo, I was actually nourished by something called Shentrition. And it was absolutely sensational. My dear friend and cohort, superhero sidekick Liam Sheff, said, oh, you got to meet these guys too. And everything was converging around this. And I've asked him to come back on board here because we didn't get a chance to connect on the air from the Health Freedom Expo. So right now we've got him from the wilds of Montana. And he's with me now. His name is Steven Rogers. He is from Shentrition. And I'm so glad to have you on board.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, it's a blast to connect with you. We actually got a little bit of time spent with you, your wife, and Liam when we were out there and had a great time together hearing your story, which over time, I anticipate that this won't be our first time talking on the air because of what you guys are all about. But there's a lot of backstory to this, how you got into this. But just as a starting point, you've got to share a little bit about what inspired you, what got you on this path to healing and nutrition.
Well, I'm 43, and it's been about 25 years since I started on this path. As you know, I had a lot of problems with drugs and alcohol and various other behaviors that didn't lead me in the best of places. And I was really sick, overweight, body was polluted and toxic. And I was, at that time, a personal trainer. So basically, all I was a meathead weightlifter and using a lot of steroids and other various drugs and stuff like that. And it didn't take long for me to hit bottom. And when I did, it was when I started to engage in some serious healing and some serious self-reflection and started to use various things such as meditation and prayer and good nutrition. A mentor, someone came into my life who was a chiropractor and a hygienic healer, and he started to help me put my life back together in the very beginning.
You're one of what I call my favorite hometown healers. You know, the real stories, the people that have been through some rough things in life. And a lot of your story resonates with me because of my own illnesses. I have a body type that tends to be very difficult to gain weight, so I never had that problem. But I was definitely the toxic kid. By the time I hit my 20s, I was looking for something. You know, I was just praying to God that somebody would come about something, because modern medicine had given up on me. I had given up on it. And I knew that I would have to change, but I didn't know what it was. And I had, you know, a mentor, a homeopath from Europe that I connected with and studied with for a long, long time. So there's a lot of similarity in the story that we have, even though there are always nuances to anybody's path to health or healing. But the fact that you chose it, that's the thing that intrigues me the most, because a lot of people don't escape the kind of life you were in.
Well, this is true. This is true. And the place I ended up kind of helped me. It was a bit ironic. I ended up in the federal penitentiary, if you would, and when you're in there, you don't have a whole lot of choices. I think you have two choices. Either you're going to commit to figure out what choices that you made and why you made them that put you there, or you're going to get caught up in the revolving door. That is, 75% of those people come back. And, you know, drugs and alcohol didn't always take me to jails and prisons, but every time I ended up in jail or eventually prison, I was using drugs and alcohol. So it didn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that that kind of lifestyle was eventually going to leave me in the ground early. So for me, it was first out of survival, and then what it began to uncover, as most of your listeners probably know, that spot in us that's pure, that's untainted by life, that is our soul, mm-hmm. That took hold, and once that took hold, it took me in a whole different direction and awakened a sense of urgency in me that was just beyond physical health. It was psychological health and spiritual health that I was looking for. And just happened to be that I had a string of really committed and full of integrity type mentors that really helped me to walk through this. But, you know, I went down the rabbit hole, so to speak, and I never looked back. So, yes, I did make a conscious choice, but I did have a little extra help. You know, it's shocking to be 25 years old and, you know, a smart kid, a good-looking kid, and make good grades in high school, and was probably a lot of people thought I was going places, and there I was at 24, 25 years old and in federal prison and on the tail end of a crack pipe. So it's shocking and earth-shattering and enlightening all at the same time, because there was no one I could blame. It was my choices that put me there. No matter who I learned them from, I made the choices. So it wasn't going to help to blame anyone. The only thing that was going to help me was to get my ass in gear, so to speak, and mm-hmm. start moving in the right direction. And holistic medicine was the beginning of that. I started out in apprenticing in hygienic medicine and chiropractic, which eventually took me into classical Chinese medicine, hygienic medicine, and eventually evolved into a holistic practice that centered around spiritual development and mind-body medicine. But since then, it also took me into developing many nutrient-dense, calorie-low nutritional products, and which evolved eventually into Shentrition, which is very unique. Because it focuses not just on the biochemical level, as most nutritional products do. Its real focus is on the bioenergetic level. And that's where we find in classical Chinese medicine, holistic medicine, that most problems, most issues regarding health, whether it be psychological health, spiritual health, or physical health, they begin right there. And that's where we can do the most effective work is dealing on that level, as you know, as a homeopath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking, by the way, with Stephen Rogers. First time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I initially met him at the Health Freedom Expo. It was really quite a wonderful meeting, and his wife, Erica, they're just absolutely lovely. And, you know, when you're telling this story, and you told us this in person when we got together for a meal, it was just, you know, horrifying, the things you went through. Yet at the same time, the kind of clarity that you had, I could see in your eyes. And it was just that, you know, that energetic connect that was someone who has walked what you spoke. You know, it wasn't somebody else's story. This was really now rooted deeply into your very being. And you were taking all that you had learned and turned it into something so amazing. You know, we'll certainly talk more about Shintrition as well. I don't want to give it short shrift because it really sustained a lot of me as I was burning it out, going out there doing so much work at the expo between lectures and introductions and panel discussions and then radio interviews. Oh my gosh, I you know, admittedly was a bit tired when I got home, but who wouldn't be? But then the nutritional aspect of that was a big part of it. That's why I had said one day we got to get you back on here after meeting you there. So, you know, the decisions that you made, very inspiring. The fact that you're taking these nutrients and understanding the bioenergetic component of it. I mean, this is the future. This is where it's all going, that level of understanding. I mean, we can all take biochemistry, whether it be in high school or whether it be at collegiate levels. But when we get into bioenergetics, we're going to have to go outside the traditional learning systems into holistic medicine, some officially taught, some not. But it's so transformative, and that's what, again, I see in you, and that's why I'm so inspired to have you on board.
Well, thanks again. Yes. You're right. We are moving in that direction, and in some ways, we're moving back to that direction. It's like we've been moving away from it. But I can't say that Western medicine or allopathic medicine is a complete fault here in moving us away from it. I think people in general have moved away from core values and core principles, which are holistic in nature and spiritual in nature, and I think that's the biggest culprit. I think society and what we see out there that's going on in government and in medicine and in various other social avenues, if you would, are an expression of individual consciousness. I don't really look at us as like victims to what's going on. I looked at it more as a bunch of individuals who have unconsciously agreed to allow all of this to happen because of a low calibration of consciousness. So in some ways we're moving back, and in some ways we are moving forward and getting back to those, the core understanding of what the bioenergetics are. The bioenergetics, to put it simply for your listeners out there, is the doggy door between our spiritual nature and our physical nature. That is God and humanity, or Shen or Source, whatever you want to call it, and our material existence. And it's that that needs to be constantly greased, or the hinges of that doggy door need to be constantly greased, or the bioenergetics needs to be constantly moving. When they get stagnated, as they are in most people, that's when we begin to see all the myriad of diseases and disease processes that are diagnosed much later on the physical level through allopathic Western medicine or even just natural medicine. The difference between holistic medicine and natural medicine, we need to make a distinction between that too, because most people use that word in natural medicine. And really, natural medicine is just physical medicine. It's like allopathic medicine, meaning it's just dealing primarily with the physical. It's just using natural alternatives, whether it's nutrition, vitamins, herbs, body work and therapies like that, whereas holistic medicine takes into account the whole person. That is, it's a top-down approach. They first recognize that there is something called a spiritual nature, and that the body, that is the mental, emotional, and physical components that comprise what we call the body, is simply a tool of self-expression for the spiritual nature. And it's that connection that we need to constantly be conscious of between our spiritual nature and our body, which is the bioenergetics.
I want to add to that because that's such a profound thing that we often overlook, because we can be supportive of movement toward what we call natural medicine. But you're right. In so many cases, even in the media, with a lot of the let's say, broadcast health shows in traditional media, even if they're holistically, I would say, oriented, but not fully there, they'll be replacement kind of natural people. They'll say, okay, you used to be on this drug for that ailment. Let's switch you over to this herb for that ailment. And while I'm all for that, because I think it's a positive direction, it's less intoxicating, it's still not the same thing, as you said, of integrating fully the spirit of all of this, to understand that we have that energetic aspect to ourselves that have to be acknowledged as maybe the source point by the blockages of the flow of energy that result in these physiological ailments. We would not distance ourselves from the need for certain critical nutrients in living form, but we also don't want to distinguish us, or let's say disintegrate us from that energetic component.
Yes, I agree. I agree. We need to use both. We need to use natural medicine, like you said, and also be aware of this bigger component, this eternal component, and bringing that into the body. Most of what we'll find out, bar nutritional deficiencies and stuff like that, but most of the disease processes are simply the result of this disconnection. Now, of course, there are genetic issues, and like I said, there are deficiency issues. But from my practice and having worked over the last 8 years with over 2,000 people, I can emphatically say that most of the chronic degenerative issues that we experience in our bodies are sourced first in the energetics. Nutritional deficiencies and stuff like that will play a big part. Toxins will play a big part, but the source of them is tied up in those energetics. And if we become aware, learn to become aware of those, then we can stop a lot of those processes in their tracks.
Listen, I want to take a break here. I've got more to do with Stephen Rogers. He's amazing. I'm enjoying it immensely. In fact, I'm going to share a little bit of my story history, maybe I haven't shared before, about how this started for me, and it relates to the energetic component, the spiritual component. I think it's a fascinating discussion here. I've got the links up today at robertscottbell.com, if you haven't already seen them, to Shentrition, S-H-E-N-Trition. You'll see it online. We'll talk more about that as well, and Stephen Rogers continues with me on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files and listen on your phone or personal computer. And when you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Pharmacological research from universities all over the world have proven that papaya supplements have tremendous health benefits. At the One Stop Health Shop, that's one-stop-health-shop.com, you'll find our international bestseller, Papaya Leaf Extract. Its natural probiotic formula supports your white blood cells, reduces oxidative stress, and strengthens your immune system. Papaya is one of the richest sources of antioxidants in the world and up to 20 times more powerful than vitamin E. One Stop Health Shop carries a large fermented papaya product selection. Our supplements are all natural, certified organic, GMO-free, and made right here in Australia. But they are shipped to you anywhere in the world free of charge. Take advantage of our limited time down under prices and order now. Don't wait. Visit the One Stop Health Shop. That's one-stop-health-shop.com for all your nutraceutical needs and get free shipping on all products ordered. one-stop-health-shop.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
This is the place you come for healing and the freedom to heal, in fact, and the freedom to even discuss things in healing that you rarely ever hear, certainly not in the old media, but even in some of the new media, reluctance to talk about these issues in the way my guest Stephen Rogers discusses that them from Shen Nutrition, and we'll talk about Shen Nutrition. But I was inspired by what I was hearing from you. It just occurred to me on my journey, because I had been ill for much of my young life, almost from infancy, and had been given up on and gave up on by modern medicine and about modern medicine, because it was such a mechanistic thing. All they would do is throw poison into my body to suppress symptoms and create 10 others. Now, at the time, because I was raised allopathically in medical families, I didn't know what else to do, and it was a scary place to be, having given up on the so-called experts. And so, Stephen, well, at this point, it's a spiritual crisis. It's not just a physiological issue, because you look into whatever, you know, religious pathway, spiritual pathway you've grown up with. Sometimes it has answers for that, sometimes it doesn't. But the one thing I did was I asked for help. I mean, sincerely. You talk about whether you call it prayer, petition, meditation, contemplation, but I sincerely prayed for help, for guides, because none of the experts had any clue about why I had all the ailments that I had. All they said, here, take this, take this, take this. I was done taking that. And so it was the openness at that point. When you've heard it said, when the student is ready, the master appears, the teacher appears, or when you ask with sincerity, the gifts are given, if you're willing to then listen to the message that is being transmitted. And so I had to be miserably unwell to be willing to sit still enough to listen to an answer that was very unconventional according to my upbringing, that would open me up. So initially, in fact, it wasn't the homeopathic medicine or organic food I found initially. It was literally spiritual teaching. I had to be rooted in spiritual law and begin applying it in my life to where I would be ready to then receive the information on healing that I would then apply for my own life, and then many thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands or millions of others since that time in broadcast media. So thank you for inspiring that memory in relating it in this way, Stephen. I really appreciate it, because it sounds like a lot of the journey is similar.
Yes, yes, yes. From what we've spoken about, I would agree. You know, we take a different approach, speaking about you and I and people in our field, than allopaths do. And maybe your listeners are aware of this and maybe they aren't. But when we look upon a disease process, in many cases, what we're looking at is the body's attempt to try to create balance and reestablish wholeness, or a fully functioning system. And it's not really a bad thing to be suppressed or to be pushed away, but to encourage to move itself through. And a lot of people aren't aware of their spiritual nature, that is, pure awareness or Source, Shen, God. That's fine, but they can look at the body when they cut themselves, and if they don't have to do anything to the body, and it will heal. And that's what I'd say, where I start most of my patients or clients with, is if you don't have to believe that there's something greater than you, you don't have to see it, you don't have to feel it, you don't have to smell it or anything, but just the next time you bump yourself, you make a bruise or you cut yourself, take a look at it and watch it heal. I said, that is spirit in action. And I said, if you can believe just that right there, I said, that we can get to the rest of it. So that's probably the most important thing that people need to remember out there, that it's not man that heals. It's the body that heals, and it's the spirit that infuses the body that's doing the healing. And it utilizes a specific blueprint, and it is specific. It's the same in everyone, and this except for gender. That's the only differences that we have in it. But this blueprint is where spirit sort of travels in or moves in. You could say our soul nature, that is pure awareness, that awareness that's beyond thought, feeling, idea, emotion, sensation. It's pure. That's the place of that us that's eternal and that will go on beyond this body. But that awareness, that purity, utilizes that specific blueprint in the body, the bioenergetic blueprint, or what we call the acupuncture meridians in Chinese medicine, to infuse the body for not only healing, but healing is just a byproduct of this entire network being open and uninhibited. But more importantly, it allows us to create, to live life to the fullest. You know, I speak about it in our upcoming book that the body is a reality-generating organism. When we think of the body, we think of just this physical entity. But the body thinks, it emotes, and it senses. So it has a mental, emotional, physical aspect. It's awareness or the spirit that holds it all together. Unfortunately, when we get stuck too much in the mind, our thoughts, we think of ourselves as a mind, and we have a physical body.
Stephen, if I may,
yes,
you said something very profound. I want you to repeat it. You said the body is a reality generating what?
The body is a reality generating organism. It thinks, it emotes, and it senses, which creates belief patterns or attractor patterns, which are feelings, and those define our lives. It's not so much our thoughts alone that define our lives. It's the combination of our sensory perceptions, our emotions, and our thoughts that produce particular attractor patterns that will not only determine the texture and tone of our lives, but also the direction of our lives. What I always tell my clients that, listen, your body is a reality-generating organism. It can generate the reality of health and healing or disease and decay. It can generate the idea and the feeling of wealth and abundance or poverty and lack. Now, what will happen is if you can hold on to these particular feeling states or attractor patterns long enough, in the case with healing, your body, of course, will heal. And in the case with abundance, your body or you will take specific actions, that is behaviors, most of which are going to be very subtle and unknown to you, that will open up new pathways of revenue or prosperity. And we can go down every attribute or spiritual attribute and virtue, if you would, but they're all created in the body, or at least they're experienced in the body, I should say. So when we're working with clients, it doesn't matter what diagnosis that they have. And in the last 2 months, we've had several cancers, several Parkinson's, several peripheral neuropathy, organ transplants, kidney transplants, renal failure, pancreas transplants, and every single one of them I treat the same. Because I'm not ever treating disease. Mm-hmm. That's the body's attempt to try to correct a problem. So I'm not getting in the way of that. What I'm helping them to do is to become more conscious about the healing process and to become conscious where they're unconscious. That is where they have blocked up this blueprint that spirit moves through to heal the body.
Becoming conscious where they are unconscious. It's phenomenally simple, but yet overlooked by much of the, I'd hesitate to call it the healing profession. As I said, you've used the term allopathic, and I do appreciate that. You know, I'm aware of that. Not everybody is, although if you listen to this show, you do understand that. The reductionist type of chemistry only, tangible, everything is every disease is, every symptom is every disease is every symptom, as opposed to what you've just said, which is incredibly profound and appreciated here. And I, you know, go back to the healing of the body, just a simple cut or a bruise. I mean, how many of us, when we get the cut, we start looking at it and go, okay, heal. Come on, you can do it. Heal. I mean, wait, no. Send the collagen. You stop. You got to clot the blood. And you're thinking of this consciously. And if you didn't, you'd bleed to death because you didn't think about the healing. No, there is that, as chiropractors call it, an innate intelligence.
Yes.
And a form that starts with energy. In fact, earlier, it was almost a year ago, I think, we covered a story. This may have been an inadvertent discovery, I think maybe out of Johns Hopkins or whatever, where they actually were videotaping the, let's say, regeneration, or let's say the generation of a developing, it might have been a salamander or a frog, And in fact, the photograph, they accidentally left this on overnight, and they captured these energetic imprints, not even physical imprint, but energetic visuals of the face before it had developed physically. That the energy was flowing in that direction, and the physicality manifested based on the energy grids, patterns. You utilize terms in that regard as well, that then allowed for this development of the healthy design as it was supposed to be. Though if they block the flow of the energy into that area, there would be deformity and incomplete generation. So what you're saying is absolutely rooted in truth and now being validated by very hardcore science.
Yeah, we could almost fill up an entire library, well, rather small library, but you could, with all of the mind-body science that's out there. Now, this particular area, I think they call it epigenetics, beyond
yes.
genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not be so, there's not as much research out there, but there is research out there that validates what I'm talking about. That is that we are beyond, the premise is that we are beyond our thoughts, our emotions, and our physiology, that what we are is eternal, and that if we can get in touch with that and get rooted and grounded and make that our center of gravity, then we have a lot more power over this body, that is this tool of self-expression, the reality-generating organism, than we ever thought we had before. With a lot of clients, I just had a client 6 weeks ago. I went down to Texas, and she had lost a tremendous amount of weight. She was below 80 pounds. I think she was 78 pounds. She was 5'5". She had had a double transplant, pancreas and kidneys, both of which failed 4 or 5 years ago. So they went into remission, and she was on dialysis. And she went through my program. I took her through it. I flew us down there, and they went through it. And then I worked with her over the phone. And when I said to her, just framed this simple little question to her. I said, did your kidneys work before? And she said, yes, of course. And I said, well, why won't they work again? Why wouldn't they work again? And no physician had ever asked her that before. They just assumed that the decline was imminent and it was permanent and that she would always be on dialysis. So the biggest thing that we have to do is we have to reframe our entire experience. That is the way we're looking at things. Because medicine isn't the bad guy, even allopathic medicine. They're just doing what they know and what they see every day. And if a person gets cancer or they get Parkinson's or they get MS or any of these disease processes, they have watched them over and over go into a decline and then death. And there's a certain symptoms and a path that they usually do in a duration, and that's how they define and frame most of their patients. So the first thing that a patient has to do is they have to get their head out of the disease process's rear end. And what they have to start looking in the direction of health and possibility. Once they do that, then they have a chance. But if they're locked in, that is their tasers are set on everything that they've been told by that practitioner, chances are their body will follow whatever awareness is allowing the mind to think about, the emotions to feel, and the body to sense. It will follow that path. But if their awareness can move away from that particular frame long enough and reconstruct a new frame that consists of new thoughts, new emotions, and new sensory perceptions, which would allow them to create new feelings and attractor patterns in that body, then that body will heal. That young lady, after 5 years of not even having the urge to use the restroom, is having the urge at least 3 or 4 times a day now, and she has gone to the bathroom 6 times in the last 6 weeks when they told her kidneys would never work again.
So we're talking about transforming our lives, and I believe that it is our birthright to do so. In a very positive way, because, heck, we've become really good at doing it in destructive ways. I mean, we've become professionals, all of us, in the Western world, of destroying our health. And that is, maybe some would say, an unconscious decision, but even a choice to go into unconsciousness is, at some level, a conscious choice that develops into what we expect. And so you begin to expect differently. It seems like you're opening these people up to expect something different. And imagine that. It kind of opens that sort of doorway or window where there was none before, and then the possibilities start coming in, and wow, imagine healing happening where it was, let's say, prohibited by our belief system prior to that.
Yes, our belief systems do inhibit us, but simply thinking a new belief won't change our situation in most cases. And that's why a lot of people fail in these sort of think and grow rich, law of attraction kind of positive thinking models, simply because belief systems are so ingrained in the neural pathways in our brain and the myofascial tissue in the body. A lot of people don't realize, but your myofascial tissue in the body is literally neuropeptide brain tissue. It is your body thinks and it feels. So these belief systems are ingrained in the tissues, in the nervous system, in the blood, everywhere in our body. So we have to have a complete revolution, if you would, of mind, emotion, and body. And the only way that we can do that fully and effectively is to develop spiritually. Now, remove that word spiritual. What we're really doing is becoming fully conscious or fully aware.
Well said. Stephen, stand by. I want to take a break here. I'm going to see if we can work on this connection on the break because this is going so well, exactly where I'd hoped and beyond. So we can teach people this in a brief way. And, of course, we'll do some more follow-up as well. We're talking with Stephen Rogers from Shentrition. He's out in the wilds of Montana. That's why our connection is a little challenging at the moment. We're going to make sure we get it out because there's too much that we want to get. In the next segment with Stephen Rogers. Stand by on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming right back after this. Hi, this is Robert Scott Bell, and I want to tell you about my great friends at Enterfood.com. Like me, the folks at Enterfood are fighting the good fight for your total health freedom. Their super green energy drink, Enterfood, is full of natural ingredients like spirulina and chlorella, which can improve your immune system and detox you from harmful radiation. Enterfood was voted best superfood by Mike Adams and the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine. Enterfood.com is one-stop shopping for all your health and survival needs. Try their meal replacement product for those watching their weight, organic immune support coffee, cocoa, coconut milk powder, and herbal tinctures for your every need. Enterfood.com now has developed a new survival preparedness pail packed with all organic, tasty, non-GMO foods to get you and your family through any disaster. All of these great products are now available to you for a 10% discount when you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call them to order at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. Or go to our product page at Enterfood.com. That's Enterfood.com.
Hi, this is Joshua.
And Anna Scurry, co-founders of Alive Foundation, and you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. Alive is a nonprofit organization that will be holding its first annual Celebrity Health and Eco Benefit in New York City and live streamed globally.
Why should you support? This benefit will be standing behind the world's leading natural doctors, celebrities, and organizations that are making a real difference in our world.
Visit AliveNewYork.org today for more information or to make a donation. We cannot do this without you. Join the cause today and be the change.
Rocking the health world. Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We continue now from the wilds of Montana. Oh, not me, but Stephen Rogers there with Shentrition. And, of course, there's Shen Life, shen-life.com. I've got the links up at robertscottbell.com. You want to learn more. There's more that we can ever cover in a few short segments. And I am just absolutely fascinated, riveted. I love the fact that not only is Stephen with us to do this, but he's sharing things that are so very practical as well. And you mentioned an interesting thing, because over the course of the years of developing my, let's say, healing in my own body, much less helping others, and of course ending up in broadcast media, I had to realize that there were certain words, certain way I could say a word that could be off-putting to people. And you're going into areas of energy that a lot in the West are, it's sort of a new terrain, a new idea, and it sometimes can be intimidating. But the way you said it, you know, if you talk about spirituality, some people might say, well, I don't know what he's talking about. Then you talk about consciousness, being conscious versus unconscious. That's brilliant, and it's accurate.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, after working with so many patients, I would lose a lot of them in the beginning with language. You could see their whole core contract and immediately cover up their midline with their arms or something, and they wouldn't come back. And so I had to learn to meet people where they're at, not where I wanted them to be. And hopefully through trust, by producing results, that eventually they would get to the same place that I was, at least intellectually, in that understanding that we're really talking about the same things. You know, being fully conscious is, in essence, being fully aware of our connection to spirit or soul. Mm-hmm. That is free of all of the myriad sort of reactionary responses of the mind, the emotions, and the physiology and external life. Now, we don't stay in that awareness. What we do is we allow that awareness to come into the frontal personality, that is the mind, the emotions, and the physiology, and sort of mesh or integrate itself into our bodies and external life. So there's no problem between what we would think of as reactionary and what we would think of as fully conscious. That is, terrestrial life, what we see in front of us, and the unseen part, what we would call spirit, there's like a regrouping, if you would, a coupling, a marriage that happens. And that's really the essence of what we teach with our clients in Shen Life, is how to do that again. Because ultimately what's happening is we're reintegrating all the symptoms or the systems of the body, the 11 systems of the body, reproductive, digestive, and so on and so forth, and they're being reintegrated through that bioenergetic network. Now, integration is another word out there that kind of scares people. They don't really understand what that means. Just think of the word communication, and that's what's really happening. When you reintegrate all these systems, they're allowed to fully communicate with one another again, and they're allowed to do their job.
Yes.
But now, let's think of these, the three major parts of the body, the mental, emotional, and the physical. If those aren't connected, that means your mind's doing one thing, your heart's doing another, and your physical body's doing another. And if this body, we know, is the tool of self-expression, that is a reality-generating organism, if those three parts of the body are disconnected or fragmented in any way, our creative experience, our imaginative experience, is going to be somewhat fragmented, at least. And at worst, it's going to be completely jacked and cut off so that we're not able to actually get anything really accomplished in life. Mm-hmm. It's like taking two steps forward and three steps back constantly. So the first thing of what we usually work with people is getting the body to reintegrate it in those systems so that the healing takes place. The second thing is to get them to understand the creative or imaginative aspects of the body so that they're able to live life to the fullest. And that, to me, is the fun part. The healing part, to me, is just kind of a given with this process. What's really cool is when people begin to understand how much power that they have and conscious choice over their present reality, whether it's in areas of finance, whether it's in areas of healing or career or relationships or what have you.
This is sensational, and this is the thing that I've been trying to work with for many years in opening up the pathways of communication. Because going back to my allopathic upbringing, every mm-hmm. communication my body was trying to send me, every signal, every message was met with shut the hell up. Let's just be honest. That's what the drugs were doing. Don't pay attention.
Yes.
They've used the analogy over and over again about shooting out the warning light or disconnecting the warning, you know, light of a car and then sending you on your way, which is what drugs in a sense do. But the whole idea is to enliven and awaken the communication pathways of the body. I liken the, you know, as above, so below principle. If we shut ourselves down, that we've already acknowledged here in some of the things you've shared, Stephen, that it has an innate intelligence. It knows what to do to heal. And we say, no, we're not listening to you. Then how hard is it not to not understand, I guess, that we can't communicate with our own families? We can't communicate with our neighbors, our communities, much less on a larger scale politically, economically, or communicate from country to country, from nation to nation. All of these things, to me, they stem from our unwillingness, inability, I'd say inability, but we've just forgotten how to listen to the very messages coming from nature herself or creation herself. And that's what we're talking about here, awakening that pathway of communication up. And look, lo and behold, the healing happens.
Yes, absolutely. You know, in most cases with all of my clients, and one of them is for legal reasons, I very rarely ever even address the disease process at the allopassive given a specific name. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I don't do that is I don't want to libel myself. And people will call me up and they say, I have Parkinson's, I have cancer, I have this, I have that. And it's, you know, there's so many of them now. And I quickly tell them that I'm not, anything that I'm giving you is just simply educational, and it's not to treat, cure, or prevent anything. And I'm telling all your listeners out there, I said, I won't use this term. Even when you address me with this term, I won't use this term, because my focus is on health and well-being. My focus is not on that. So I'll never, ever use that term. I'm only focused on what we need to get the body to do, which it already knows how to do, but it's not communicating right to get it to do it. So I'm going to let all the Western allopathic physicians, since they have a patent on those words or trademark those words, and they have a patent on the drugs to treat those words, they can have it. And I'm not going to libel myself by violating all of that. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to focus on the thing that they don't focus on, which is the solution, healing.
Yes.
And that's all we're going to do. So no, we're not curing anything. We're just getting the body back to what it always does. Survival, healing. Survival and healing is the same thing. You know, the body wants to live. It's the greatest urge in the universe. This most powerful urge in the universe is more life. And that's what the body does. It does it constantly. So all it really needs sometimes is to remove the log jam. And once we can find out that one log that's in there that's jamming all of them up, then the body will continue to do what it does. And it will get better. You know, I had a client, she comes to mind because this one was totally sent home here recently and given up on. She'd been to 16 different specialists over 9 years, lost the ability to walk. They gave her 9 different diagnoses. The last 3 were 2 different types of Parkinson's and a cerebral degeneration problem.
Mm-hmm.
And she had ended up with the Duke Neurology Department, Duke University at the Neurology Department. They basically sent her home and said, you know, there's not a whole lot we can do. So a friend of mine called her. It happened to be his mother. And when I got there, she was on a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the worst pain. She was at a constant 8, and she was full of narcotics. She had lost the ability to walk. She hadn't walked in over a year. I mean, not even stumbled. And she was on the floor, curled up in fetal position, shaking violently. So I just paid attention for 2 12-hour days, didn't touch her or anything. I just paid attention to where I thought that she had some of those log jams. And on the third day, we started removing the logs. That is, we were using her awareness to become more conscious of where she was losing tremendous vital force. Some of it was in relationships. Some of it was in obstacles like relationships, and some of it was in what I call anchors. That is, things that she wouldn't let go of, old repressed kind of stuff from the past. And on the third day, she was up walking around on a walker. On the fifth day, she was walking around on a cane. And on the seventh day, she was actually walking on her own. So I gave her my whole system to do, and I told her I'd come back in 8 weeks after she did it just to see if I could get patient compliance. And she did it. And when I got back, she was pretty steady on a cane. And then I worked 6 more days with her, my wife and I, as a team. And in those 6 days, that woman was walking a mile a day by herself. And the real beautiful thing about it all was 2 things. She could not stand up. Even when I left the first time, if I would have stood her up and let go, she just fell right over. Just blinking log, bam, right over. On that mile, she was able to stop 4 different times on that mile at the quarter-mile mark and stand for over 2 minutes on her own, and she never once complained about pain on that second visit and dropped her pain medications by 2/3. So, and they told her and sent her home, they really didn't have anything for her but a whole list of experimental drugs.
Mm.
Now, are they bad guys? No, they just do what they know to do, which isn't much.
They're not just bad, they're drawn that way.
Yeah, it's just education.
Yeah.
So they did the best that they had to offer her. What holistic medicine, or at least this type of holistic medicine, I don't even like to use that word, it's been so misbranded,
sure.
Is it really empowers the patient. It teaches the patient that they're not really a patient at all. I like to use the scripture in the New Testament, the physician heal thyself. It really helps him to awaken that inner physician, or as the chiropractors call it, innate intelligence, and allow that to do the magic, the miracles of healing work.
Yes.
So the patient becomes their own physician. That's what I love about this, is once they leave us, they leave this, our program, they know how to do it, and they know when they get out of it.
Well, this has been an extraordinary journey in a short time, as we've been, like, I'm pleased as can be that you're able to join me today, and I'm looking forward to doing some more with you, no doubt about it, because the healing, this is the mission of the show, and to surround myself with people that have that adopted that mission in their own life and gone through it the way you have, it, as I said, it's indelibly marked. It's not a fad at all. In fact, it is a way of life, and it's open for anyone. When I was called to heal, I realized I wasn't called to help heal just people that were purple or green or blue or gray or had this religious belief or that. It was like whoever's coming to you that sincerely wants help, that's who we're here to help, and I sense that same thing with you.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, and I feel the same way. I think I just appreciate you having us on. Erica and I love what you're doing over there, and Liam and Matt, all of you.
Well, we appreciate you, and I'm glad to have you on board. And I look forward to many more appearances as we continue this journey back to health and healing and opening the lines of communication and making that which is currently unconscious conscious again, based on the freedom to choice to do so. That's what we respect here as well. For those that want to learn more about Stephen Rogers, his wife Erica, they're just wonderful people, shentrition.com. I have that linked up at the blog today, robertscottbell.com, as well as Shen Life, which is Shen, shen-life.com. And in fact, those of you who feel so inclined to call up and reach out that way, you feel like there's something you were so inspired to do, you can call them at 866-497-7436, 866-497-7436. And real quick, I would be doing a great disservice not to let everybody know about that Shentrition powder that I was eating while I was in the Health Freedom Expo that helped sustain me when I didn't have access to leave the booth and get real, what we call a meal. No, I was actually getting sustained through the Shentrition.
Yes, well, Shentrition is two components. It's superfoods and whole foods that we use that as a delivery system for the widest array and highest milligram dosage of whole herbal adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs are a unique classification of herbs. Their primary goal is to help the body maintain homeostasis, which is the key to healing, and they do so by strengthening the endocrine system and the chi reserves, or the energy reserves. And they get their ability to do this because they usually grow in extreme environments.
Mm-hmm.
These environments, they learn not only to survive but thrive by developing certain phytochemicals. These phytochemicals, when we ingest these, we begin to adapt better to physical, emotional, mental, and environmental stressors.
Perfect.
Stressors could be anything.
Yes. Well, and it could be even a positive, wonderful stress like I was having at the Health Freedom Expo, where I was thoroughly enjoying it, but not a lot of downtime, right? So
right,
those
exactly.
of you who'd like to learn more, we're about out of time today. It's been an extraordinary journey. And Stephen, again, thanks to you. Big hugs to your wife as well. I look forward to having you back on board. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show family. And we've got a lot more healing to do.
Yeah, thank you very much for having us on, Robert.
All right, once again, you can reach them at 866-497-7436. This concludes today's Robert Scott Bell Show. No, don't cry. It's okay. We'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing than you can shake a stick at. Why would you shake a stick at it? I don't know. But the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, and liberty. Remember, the healing revolution continues. Dr. Frank King, other exciting things that will be happening leading us into this weekend, which happens to be the Ron Paul Rally in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hope to see you there. In the meantime, remember this, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.